The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Back gardens. Earlier in the week, of course, I was not here. Owen O'Brien was presenting the show on Tuesday, Regina Doherty yesterday. And Owen had a really interesting conversation with Mike Allen of Focus Ireland. I was listening to it while I was away. Not often I do that with the show, a bit of a busman's holiday feel to it. But given the presenters over the last couple of days, I tuned in and I heard some of this conversation. Like I say, very interesting chat the two of them had. And while they were talking, Ruth got in touch with the team here. Ruth, like lots of other people, I suppose, touched herself by the conversation and some of the issues around housing and homelessness that they talked about. And Ruth wanted to share her story with people. Ruth, you're very welcome to the show. Thank you for getting in touch and thank you so much for taking the call today. Can you tell us all a little bit about your own situation?
Well, my own situation is that I'm a professional. I have my own business. I also am a technical administrator for the last 20 years in Galway City. And I have been given notice. I've been in this place for 7.5 years. And I was given notice because the house is for sale and I'm 6 months looking for somewhere. And in 6 months, two places came on the market to rent. Two. I'm not even joking. I'm subscribed to every single thing out there. And, you know, it's crazy. Like, the first place was in Salt Hill. It was €2,500. And, like, at the moment, I'm paying €1,300 a month just by myself. You know, €2,500 is just too much of a stretch. But even if I did apply for it, there was maybe about 250 people looking at it. And then in 6 months, then another one came available a couple of weeks ago. It was a little bit beyond my budget as well, but I applied for it anyway, didn't even get a response in 6 months. So my situation now, yeah, my tenancy is going to be up on the 26th, my notice, and the house is sold, so I have nowhere to go. So it isn't even as if sort of like money, well, I suppose, you know, you could say money, things are so expensive anyway, but there's just nothing there. There's literally nothing on the market. So I have a teenage daughter and a teenage son. They're both students. My daughter is a high achiever. She's going into fifth year. And my son has just finished secondary school. And, you know, they don't, you know, they've a part-time job, but that's going to be finished now when she goes back to school. So it's just me really supporting them. And we're going to be homeless in, you know, 2-3 weeks' time. We're going to have to go to emergency accommodation, which I can't even imagine. I have to put my stuff into storage. Into a storage unit for I don't know how long, and we're going to be, I don't know what's going to happen. I've never been in this situation before. I'm separated, so, you know, it's not, you know, when I was listening to the program, I was thinking, you know, it's, you know, when you think of homeless people, you kind of think of people down and out or whatever, you know. It's not like that anymore. You know, I like to think of myself as a respectable woman, you know. I don't, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just so scary.
And so what's the process then on the 26th?
Well, the 26th, I'm going to have to give the key back on the 26th.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to go to the Galway Council, like, and just put my name on the housing list, I suppose, and see, you know, say to them, I don't have anywhere to go. And they'll put me in emergency accommodation, maybe, like a hostel or something. I don't know. I was talking to some people about it and they said that it's horrendous. So I'm so scared and nervous and putting my stuff, like, we're literally packing, but with nowhere to go. Like, my daughter's there packing with nowhere to go. And, you know, we hear stories from people that, like, when you're in these places, that you have to be in by 10 o'clock at night and you're... You can't stay out, because if you stay out, they consider that you're not homeless. So they don't want to help you. But when there's literally nowhere to go, what do you do?
And the kids, Ruth, what are they going to do? Are they going to be with you? Can they stay with someone else?
Well, they're depending on me. Yeah, they're depending on me.
So the three of you are going to have to rock up at Galway City Council's offices and say, we need a bed tonight.
With suitcases.
I mean, it must be heartbreaking, Ruth. Particularly for your daughter.
I wake up every morning and I feel like there's a truck on my chest. And I mean, I have to work at the same time. I have to carry on with my job, like, you know, while this is all going on at the same time, you know, and trying to get the kids kind of saying, well, you know, hopefully the council will be able to help us. And people say they put you into awful places, you know, but like a roof over your head. So I don't know where they're going to even put us. I don't know if they're going to maybe put my 18-year-old son, whether he'll be able to be with me and my daughter. I don't know. You know, she's gone into fifth year, as I say, and she's a high achiever. She's got her sights set, and, you know, she did exceptionally well in her, did she do her junior cert? But my son just did her leaving cert. I think she didn't do her junior cert because of the pandemic, but she's an A student, you know.
She's going to have to come home the first week of September to, she's going to have to come back a hostel to do her homework and study.
That's what it's going to be, Yeah, and even now, like, we're kind of, you know, she wants to have friends over, and I'm saying, well, you know, I don't say no because I'm like, well, we don't know. You won't be able to do this. You won't be able to have friends over, you know. So I have a storage unit for all my furniture to put in. So that's where we're basically going to be putting our stuff. We've already started putting things together. And, and I mean, I'm 56, I'm not, and I'm a grandmother as well, you know. So I've, like, even just energy-wise, I don't, you know.
Oh, look.
It's hard.
I assume as well, and like any mother, you're probably putting on a brave face in front of the kids.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Behind closed doors, a different story.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, just cry.
And is there
it's not there. It's not there. Like, I'm subscribed to every single, you know, the, like, DAFT and all those. And so you get emails all the time. And in 6 months, two places in Galway came up. Two. And I have a friend then that works in the property industry. And she said they don't even put them up because they're gone before they go up. And you'd have 200 people. Like I say, there was one in Renmore now recently. It was 1,540. Now, that's me paying that myself with no assistance, nothing. And I did send in an application. I didn't even hear back. And you could see how many people. It's like 200 or 300 people looking at it. And like I said, the one in Salt Hill was 2,500. And then you get ones. I was thinking if we I don't have a car as well. I had to give up my car in September because just the prices of fuel and, you know, my business took a little bit of a knock as well in September. So I had to give up the car. So my daughter, at the moment, we're 20 minutes from the nearest bus stop. So in the wintertime, she has to walk, which is it's not that bad. But we can't move out of town. So it has to be near her school. And it has to be near my work. You know, my work is in town as well. So, you know, so there's places coming up in Limerick and Leitrim and... And I mean, even in Tuam, and this place is coming up in Tuam now, and they're €1,500 a month. So, you know, like, it's not feasible, you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing available, and that is just the fact.
But again, and this is the point you were trying to make about affordability. You know, 1,500, as you said, that was a bit of a stretch, slightly above your budget, but you could stretch that far. I mean, if 1,500 quid would service a mortgage on a house. I mean, it worth about 400 grand if you had to borrow about 350.
Absolutely,
if you had to borrow, it's about 350,000 euro. That's kind of what you'd be looking at. Probably even a little bit more.
Exactly. And there's no security of tenure. There's none. Like, there's absolutely none, you know. In this country, you just don't get it. You know, you don't know. And I wouldn't get a mortgage, you know, at 56, a separated woman, I just wouldn't get a mortgage, you know. And this has been going on really 7 years where I've kind of been going, you know, any day now this can happen, you know. And it's happened. And, you know, 7 years ago, things weren't looking bright, but now it's just horrendous, you know.
I'm struck as well. Like, I'd love to offer you some sort of comfort or solace, but I mean, if the government tomorrow or property developers en masse tomorrow started churning out houses at a rate of knots like nothing we've ever seen before, you know, with lead-in times, you're still facing the prospect.
Yeah.
In 22 days' time of walking down with two teenagers to the local county council offices to say we've nowhere to stay tonight.
Yeah, that's the future, yeah, with suitcases, you know.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm going, well, I said to them this morning, let's kind of pretend that we are moving to another country. So to kind of keep a positive eye on it. And, you know, we're putting our stuff in storage and we're packing our suitcases so that we have a bit of a positive sense. And at least I have my job and, you know, I work just right across the road from my daughter's school in Collage de Eignage. It's like really central. So I said, at least we'll have a kind of a hub, if you like, you know, so that she won't feel so lost. And, you know, we don't know how long it's going to be. And, you know, that's really, like you say, I feel like that the whole system is really broken, you know. I really do. I don't understand.
And do you worry, Ruth, that the same way you put on a brave face in front of the kids, that they're doing it for you?
I think so, yeah. I think also they don't realise, like, exactly what it's going to be like. I don't think they can imagine. I have spoken to people about it and I have a fair idea of what it's going to be like. But, you know, the way they kind of think it's probably not going to be that bad. They can't imagine that they maybe won't be able to have friends over because, you know, that's how we've always, you know, I don't think they can picture it.
Mm.
So I think they're going to get a big shock.
Well, listen, I mean, it goes without saying, if anybody listening to this is in the Galway area and has any sniff of a property coming up for rent in the next little while, you can get in touch with us here and we'll get in touch with Ruth. Ruth, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
No problem. I hope it helps maybe change the system a little bit, or maybe someone will wake up and realise what's happening. That's all.
Oh, well, listen, thank you, Ruth. Well,
thanks very much. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.